Fujitsu's mini workstation powerhouse. The amount of performance that can be packed into a small form factor, SFF, workstation has improved significantly thanks to new technology and some good old-fashioned engineering. Fujitsu has been designing and manufacturing professional workstations in Germany for 25 years. With the release of the company's first SFF workstation, a form factor typically reserved for the entry-level workstation segment, the result is anything but entry-level performance. The design team in Augsburg, Germany, squeezes Intel Skylake Xeon E3 processors, full-height Nvidia Quadro graphics, 64 GB of memory and over 14 TB of storage into Fujitsu's smallest workstation ever. A powerful SFF workstation. The Quadro K1200 has solid 3D performance, 4 GB of memory and 4 mini display port outputs. Looking at the SFF Celsius J550, the well-balanced system inside the tiny Celsius J550 can deliver the following configuration. Nvidia Quadro K2200 with 4 GB of GDDR5 memory. 64 GB of 2133 MHz memory. A 3.7 GHz Intel Xeon E3-1280V5, up to 4 GHz. 14.5 TB of mass storage. Although the Quadro K2200 is the fastest GPU available in the Celsius J550, the tested system was equipped with a very capable Quadro K1200, 16 GB of memory and a fast 512 GB SSD drive. The system was tested on the Fujitsu P27 T7 UHD display with a 3840x2160 resolution. The Quadro K1200 supports 4K resolutions, and we appreciate the board's design with mini display port outputs and the ability to drive 4K monitors simultaneously. The Quadro K1200 is a low-profile graphics card and is based on Nvidia's efficient Maxwell GPU architecture. It has 4 GB of memory and delivers excellent 3D performance in a small package. When it comes to extreme numbers of displays, the new Celsius J550 workstation can be equipped with Nvidia NVX510 and NVX315. These specialized workstation graphics cards target 2D multi-monitor applications and make it possible to connect 8 displays to a single workstation. The Intel Skylake Xeon E3-1275V5 CPU delivers around 20% faster performance than the previous generation. And the new platform supports 64 GB of main memory, twice the previous generation. The 1-2 punch of the new CPU and GPU technology delivers much of the extraordinary performance found in the Celsius J550. The system ships with the 64-bit version of Windows 7 pre-installed as well as the installation DVDs for Windows 10. We installed Windows 10 and checked the performance and applications. Everything worked and performed as expected. The size limitations imposed on SFF workstation designs usually rule out a full-size graphics card, not in the case of the Celsius J550. Fujitsu's unique design allows for a full-height GPU in the system by plugging the graphics card into a riser board that positions the graphics card parallel to the motherboard. This design allows the SFF Celsius J550 to use larger, more powerful graphics than other SFF workstations. Fujitsu took advantage of this design to build in special options. Customers often use these products in specialized industrial environments that require the ability to use legacy PCI boards. Fujitsu provides a special order model of the J550 with a riser board containing a PCI slot next to the graphics card in the PCI Express slot. Getting the most from your workstation means having the right display system. Given the quad 4K monitor support on the Quadro K1200, it makes sense to test the workstation on a high-resolution display. The workstation was tested on Fujitsu's 4K resolution monitor, the P27 T7 UHD. The image quality is solid, and the screen real estate ample. The monitor provides inputs for the Quadro's mini display port as well as for HDMI. It functions in either landscape or portrait mode. The menu controls are clearly visible and easy to set up. The panel employs in-plane switching, IPS, with LED backlighting. IPS displays provide a wide viewing angle and high contrast, and this monitor is no exception. The P27T7 UHD adds a picture-in-picture feature that can display images from a second input source, and it also supports HDMI with MHL input for connecting tablets and smartphones. Missing from the display are minor features including integrated speakers and USB hub capability. The Made in Germany advantage. This workstation has several benefits that make a difference. Perhaps being nestled in the land of Audi, BMW and Daimler-Benz has given the Augsburg team a penchant for design, quality and reliability. Whatever the reason, some points stand out. Attention has been paid to ergonomics. Noise is important to everyone. German customers, particularly, are known to rank silent workstation operation as important. And therefore, it is not surprising that the Celsius J550 is exceptionally quiet while in operation. I mentioned the unique design that uses the riser board. It strikes me as typical German engineering to decide that the nominal, incremental cost of the riser board is worth it in order to add features such as the full-height graphics card support and the support for legacy PCI boards. Of course, decisions such as this don't come out of thin air. During the Fujitsu Forum in Munich, I listened as customers asked about PCI support and then asked about even supporting two PCI boards. The system benefits from extensive testing and quality assurance, with certifications from the developers of professional applications, independent software vendor certification, or ISV certification. Due to the centralized location of Fujitsu Road, development, manufacturing and logistics in Augsburg, the company offers interesting value-added services related to IT customization infrastructure and IT security. The add-on services are available for all the Fujitsu products as well as the Celsius workstations such as the J550 Interactive 3D Performance. Performance depends on several factors: characteristics of the task at hand, the efficiency of the application, the performance of the workstation systems for computing, graphics, memory and storage. In the case of interactive 3D for modeling, analysis or visualization, a good performance result provides a responsive system. To evaluate responsiveness, I take progressively larger models and measure the interactive frames per second, FPS. I look at the workloads for key system components in order to identify reasons for performance limits. I use Autodesk 3D's Max to verify FPS performance, and I use Autodesk Inventor for a second usability check. The former provided FPS data. The latter, unfortunately, does not. In both cases, I turn off display features such as adaptive degradation, AD, and I force a full display of the model. It is worth mentioning that features such as AD have outlived their purpose in the same way that default display settings do little more than provide users with a lower quality image. For most modern workstations, there is no performance penalty for using the highest quality display settings. The tests with a single baseline Ferrari CAD model delivers 125 FPS performance, which is far beyond interactive levels for engineering and design applications. The Sioni 3-1275V5 CPU utilizes a single core, and the Quadro K1200 is barely stressed. As the model complexity increases by a factor of 30, 50 and 100, respectively, the FPS performance drops to 12, 9 and 4 FPS. FPS values of 12 and 9 are still interactive. An FPS of 4 is marginally interactive depending on your expectations for working with a model of that size. However, the rest of 3D's Max was unresponsive, which made the system ineffective. Running Autodesk Inventor in comparison showed, without FPS information available, a similar responsiveness with the baseline Ferrari model. Unfortunately, Inventor never made it up to the 30X Ferrari model, as it was unacceptably slow at the very next step up in size with the 10X Ferrari model. Test. FPS mean. GPU mean. CPU mean. 3D's max 1 Ferrari. 125. 30. 47.5. 3D's max 10 Ferrari. 12. 27.5. 100. 3D's max 50 Ferrari. 9. 27.5. 90. 3D's max 100 Ferrari. 4. 47.5. 90. In the performance tests above, I tested a second time with the highest anti-aliasing display quality and had the same FPS results. The only difference was a higher utilization of the GPU. At the higher quality settings, the GPU was never loaded to 100%, or even close to 100%. If you are not already using the highest display quality settings in your design application, then I recommend that you increase the image quality settings and verify this on your workstation. SpecView Perf 12 is developed by the industry group SPEC.org, and it is designed to measure the performance of a graphics workstation. Below are the results for the Celsius J550. Viewset. Composite. Window. Cartio 4. 31. 19. 1900 by 1060. Creo 01. 29.66. 1900 by 1060. Energy 01. 2.30. 1900 by 1060. Maya 4. 27.80. 1900 by 1060. Medical 01. 10.00. 1900 by 1060. Showcase 01. 16.73. 1900 by 1060. SNX 02. 25.39. 1900 by 1060. SW03. 61.79. 1900 by 1060. The 3D performance of the Quadro K1200 is quite good for interactive CAD and 3D modeling. In fact, it is close to its big brother, the Quadro K2200. Consider that the Quadro K1200 can drive 4K displays from a single board, and you see that your workstation has a powerful, versatile graphics solution. A final perspective. This new SFF workstation is a powerful new platform in a small package. New graphics technology, new levels of supported system memory, denser and faster storage technologies and faster processing power converge in a unique Fujitsu design that delivers a leap in performance. The Fujitsu design team in Germany created quiet, ergonomic designs with extra features for industrial customers. With all of this in the Celsius J550 SFF workstation, it begs a question: how big does your next workstation need to be? About the author. Tom Lansford is an international marketing consultant and manages the site's professional workstation, CAD Place France and CAD Place UK. He has been living in Europe since 1992, and previously managed workstation marketing in Europe at Nvidia. Lansford is a professional videographer, and his interests include design visualization, simulation, graphics and GPU computing.